Beyond Sports Betting Show, come out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone D.
And baby Toe.
Bubba Gumpino, Canadian Sensation, Bearded Wonder.
What?
Today, Teddy.
Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
How are we?
Dude, I'm good.
Otter.
What's up, Tony?
You notice that little name?
What is it, Tony?
Randy Jackson.
Ooh. Johnson.
No. It's Paul Skeens, actually.
Yeah.
Randy Jackson?
Yeah, Randy Jackson. Heard from of him. American Idol.
Where my dogs at?
I believe Step Brothers turned 13 today.
What did he say about dogs?
No.
Randy Jackson.
He just said dog a lot.
Yeah, but he would do like a...
Speaking of dogs... We basically got even money at number two in the NFL draft.
Pretty crazy.
What say you?
I don't know how I feel about the whole situation. I get you just won the Heisman, but...
Well, we have no idea if any of that's true.
Well,
it's a new era, dude. This is the NIL choose where you play era.
Well, no,
yeah, that's college.
When Sheffy was on... He came up with all this because he basically said because of one emoji in a tweet.
Yeah, like
there's maneuvering.
Yeah,
bro. That's
but he's
college.
Like, that's the thing though, is like Shefty. Any info that I hear from Shefty, I know it's right from the Commanders.
Because he's a Commander guy.
Yes. Even like we know he's
the new ownership,
new Commander.
He's literally dialed in with the new ownership.
He might be a part owner.
Yeah,
could be
legit. Like anything that Shefty says about the Commanders, I take as gospel.
Well, he did say that he still thinks that he's gonna go number two.
What about a little three way? You get up to four, Cardinals willing to get out of there.
Okay,
and then you get to four, and then you do a little flip flop or just a straight up swap.
The Cardinals don't want the number two picks.
See, I like the, as someone said earlier.
Cardinals go down to the Raiders.
I think Commanders, it more likely is Commanders trade back with somebody who wants to come up, and then the Commanders go up again like Cardinals did last year.
I can't, brand new ownership, you can't. You just can't. After everything that's happened with the Commanders, I don't think you can do that.
I think the fan base would be pumped about it because they are the ones that gave up the house to go up to two. To get RG3, didn't work out.
That was so long ago.
Worked out great for the Rams.
That was a while ago. Sam Howell, you know.
I mean, it was Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Sam Howell's not on that team anymore.
Seattle. Where is he?
Seattle.
Damn. Yeah.
Missed that.
People forget RG3 kind of ruined trading up in the draft.
So the commies got no.
Well, until Trey Lance did.
Yeah, but that wasn't the Commanders traded how many ones? Like that was
but the Niners gave up three first to fucking go get Trey Lance.
Was it that many?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a third round pick back.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
He'll be starting for the Cowboys.
Here's what I'll say. I'm gonna stay away from number two. Right now I'm staying away from two.
I just want the Raiders to be cool.
It would be cool if they went up there and got him, but
I
don't know. That's a
Commander's got more holes than the quarterback. So if they like another quarterback and they want to go back and still take a quarterback and pick up more draft capital.
Yeah, that defense wasn't exactly Fort Knox then.
No, it was not. Neither was the offensive line either, brother.
No, brother, it was not. But everyone, they would do that weird roly-poly where like one game they'd be like giving up 28 sacks and then the next game, no sacks.
I believe Sam Howell was the most sacked quarterback in it. I don't know if he beat David Carr or not, but he was up there.
Yeah, I think he was. Dimes was on pace.
Yeah.
But luckily.
We got a full slate of baseball today. Play-in basketball as well. Full slate of footy this weekend. And if anybody has any early NHL series they would like to discuss, we will do that
as well. Yeah, I got series bets.
You got some series bets?
Yep.
Let's do, because it's the playoffs and, you know, we normally prioritize by the importance of the games, if you will. So we'll go NBA first. Okay.
Go ahead.
Bulls are in Miami. 1.5 is the current number that I'm seeing. Miami is a favorite. Injury news there. Jimmy Butler's out. Caruso's game time?
Yeah.
I thought they said yesterday he was playing.
Okay.
I thought I saw that.
Because I thought 2 days ago after the injury, it didn't look good at all. Obviously, Butler's out. Terry Rozier.
Cubs are kicking the shit out of the Marlins right now.
Oh, you bet on the one day game today?
I did, yeah. Well, I bet on it yesterday, and then it got rained out, so I bet on it.
Gotcha, that makes sense.
Eberflus is at the game, allegedly.
Flus?
Cubs were 2-0 in games with Flus. They're winning 34-0.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they're winning 5-0 right now.
Flus is...
Flus should go to every Cubs game 7-0 now.
Jesus.
Let's go.
Yeah, Flus, maybe he coaches the Cubs, too.
I assume Hendricks isn't pitching.
You hate Hendricks or Gibson or both?
Hendricks. Gibson goes today.
Yeah, Gibson.
I think I like the Bulls, but I don't
yeah, know. I it feels like you should bet the Bulls because Jimmy is out, but even with Jimmy out, are the Bulls better than the Heat?
I think so.
That's what I've been racking through my...
I don't think so. I
in
get
Miami?
That is the hard part.
It's in Miami. Yeah, feels the Bulls like beat the fucking Hawks, but they beat the Hawks. Like, one of the worst bets I probably gave out all year was backing a team going into the play-in tournament. They lost their last six games. Like, I don't know. The Bulls just completely stink. I really think that Miami's going to turn it on. Tyler Hero does tend to kind of take over these types of games. Like, no Jimmy Butler. They didn't have Jimmy Butler for a good amount of the year. He's fine.
I'm going to stay away from that one.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Not a big opinion out of me.
Yeah, I tell you what, I hate to say it.
The other one's basically a pick 'em.
Probably won't have odds on it.
The Pelicans have been dog shit to end the year at home, as far record wise. I think they lost 5-0 at home or something like that at the end of the year. They're also 5-0 this year against the Kings.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. The head to head, they own the Kings.
Yeah. 5-0 against the Kings this year.
Yeah, culminating with a 133-100 route.
Now Zion's not playing. They do have other players, but Zion is, you know, good basketball player.
Is Brandon Ingram going to play more than like 10 minutes?
You would think.
Zion has been out for at least one of those 5-0 as well.
I'm going to go, I'm not super confident about this one either, but I'm going to go Pels.
Okay, I'm going to go Kings.
Okay.
Yeah. Son of a bitch. I think Kings are better.
I have the Kings down here, like written down or whatever, but I think I might flip-flop onto the Pelicans just because...
5-0?
Dude, 5-0, and then also I saw like 80% of the bets or something. Like all the bets were coming in on Sacramento, and it just seems like the books are going to know this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know enough to know that I don't know.
Yeah.
That's probably most of these NBA.
Both of these games are about as toss up as you. If there was a basketball coin, I would trot it out for double duty.
Yeah, Ingram only played 25 minutes last game.
Yeah, did not play the final eight.
Tomorrow, New York Knicks game one, bet of the year.
Okay.
Moneyline or
Moneyline? Yeah. We can't be crying in a happy locker room with that one.
Bet of the year, you might as well lay it.
Bet of the year.
Better of the year, you might as well.
Might as well lay it.
Because there's nothing. There's nothing worse than a locker room full of players acting like they won.
What are the vibes if you lose game one?
Not great, but not. They're not going to dumpy unless Batum is unconscious again, which he won't be.
I don't know. He fucking
Josh Hart around.
He shines in the playoffs.
What if Embiid just drops 45.
Embiid's
fucking, that's fine.
That guy's on. He's on fumes already, bro.
We can easily win a game where Embiid drops 45.
Is Mitchell Robinson a go?
Yeah.
So you're just gonna hammer Harden? Is Hardenstein? Can Hardenstein play a full series?
I honestly that is a concern, but Mitch is there. You know,
Mitch is good.
Yeah, Mitch. I like Mitch. Mitch was going into the year the starter.
Fucking hard season. What a season for hard.
What a season.
Legit. Him and Dante, both of them are like so improved year over year. It's incredible.
I'm looking at the other series to see if there's anything I want to.
Yeah. What do you think about? I got a. You think Magic gonna beat the Cavs, Mitt?
Yeah. All the Saturday games.
Give me all the unders in that series.
All the unders in.
Magic and Cavs.
Fair. Yeah. Sixers, Knicks might go under.
I was thinking that as well.
So call me crazy.
I like the Magic.
Dude, the Magic play great defense and they're all so big.
Series winner?
Yeah, Cavs are like the biggest favorite, right?
I think Suns beat the Timberwolves -130.
Wow.
I'm trying to find the other one, I think.
That's minus 130?
Yeah, they're favored. T-Wolves are plus 110. And then, tell you what, Mavs-Clippers go 7 at plus 185 is pretty...
Yeah, that's going to be a bit of a
price.
Bang.
Legit.
Yeah, I didn't understand why the Clippers were underdogs going into this game. Are they underdogs in the series?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, sorry. I think the books made them favorites, but then a ton of Mavs money came in.
So Knicks are now favored to win the series.
Mavs are minus.
No way. What is it?
Minus 115.
Oh.
Sixers minus 105.
Ugly Clippers. Cash out to bet on baseball while they were underdogs.
I like Clippers to win that series with the Mavs plus 105.
Okay.
I think this is, I think I say this every year, but this year specifically feels different for the. I hate that these teams are playing because I think they're both could go on a real run in the West. But I think this Clippers team is, I think they're ready to go. They're deep squad.
I think the Mavs jump on them game one, and then it's a, whoa, hold on to your butts, and then the Clippers take them to the seven. I think that there's a chance that we get a Haliburton really becomes a national star and, goes over 30.5 points plus assists in basically every single game, and we get old Knicks versus Hicks rivalry renewed.
People do forget that Spicy P was an integral part of when the Raptors won the NBA championship. Oh, yeah. He's been there before.
Yeah.
I think he will be very good here.
That's a great point, brother.
Because not many guys on that Pacers team really been to the playoffs before, right?
Miles, I think, went once.
Right?
Yeah.
I think the in-season tournament was a good kind of warm-up, but I do think Spicy P. Yeah. If you do like the Bucks though, plus 105 to win the series is a good price.
NHL playoff series that you do like?
So I got Oilers beat the Kings.
And the Oilers are...
I think it's minus 180.
Yeah.
It's not pretty. I think there's not as much pressure on the Oilers this year for whatever reason. Feels like it's not as...
Yeah, I agree.
Right? I don't know why, but it feels like it's not. I have...
Rangers are minus $4 to win the series.
And what are you going
to
do there?
they're not losing.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Hurricanes are too. Minus 425.
Yeah.
Bruins to beat the Leafs, minus 125. Mark me down there. Mm-hmm. The Lanch to beat the Jets, minus 135. Put me down there. Mm-hmm. The Cougars, minus 150. Beat the Preds. Put me down there. And I'm going to have to lay it with the Stars, minus 135.
Texas hockey, baby.
A lot of faves.
Yeah, I think the Cougars are going to go to the Western Conference Final.
Okay.
Unless the Kings beat the Oilers, which I don't think happens.
Because you don't like the Cougars against the Kings.
Cougars can't beat the Kings. Oilers can't beat the Cougars. Stars can't beat Vegas.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fucking great. Best team in the Western Conference.
That all goes out the window these playoffs start.
It doesn't, brother. It doesn't.
Stars are fine this year. Can't just turn it on, okay? Vegas can't just turn it on. They got all these new pieces that never played together.
They did last year.
I'm excited. I'm very excited, mostly for the Rags and Knicks, but I am just in general juiced up.
I put those all into a parlay. $50 pays out 1,200.
Nice. Well, it's a good thing the Rags weren't like minus 180 to win the series because we know what would happen then.
They would lose.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking fact.
You get them around that minus 180 number, you can fucking kiss that money goodbye.
Yep. I mean, they will be 165 at the Garden and lose. They're
minus 225.
Yep, the Capitals will probably take them to the brink.
That Capitals goalie has been standing on his fucking...
There are going to be swamp ass stains in khakis all over Madison. He's
been standing on his fucking head, dude.
All right, let's go to baseball today. There's a ton of games. So we'll go through them. Angels at Cincy. Tyler Anderson goes against Nick Lodolo. I actually like Lodolo. I'm going to go Reds first five money line here.
Nothing for me.
Okay.
I'm out as well.
Brian Bello goes against Quinn Priester, who got called up from AAA.
Wow.
Boston. Sox
Buckles.
At Buckles. Nothing for me.
You put me down for the Red Sox first five plus a half.
Okay.
For sure.
Fucking young stud Garrett Crochet goes against Spencer Turnbull, White Sox at Philly. Crochet's going to be great, but Will the White Sox score a run? I don't know. I'll stay away.
Turnbull's been dealing.
Might be a fucking under game.
Put me down for the Phils.
Might be.
Okay. Verlander gets his first start of the year.
Let's go.
Going against Mackenzie Gore. I will stay away. Just too many unknowns there for me.
Put me down for the Strohs.
Yeah. You gotta think.
Brother.
Yeah, you gotta think that the Astros get this one, right?
Maybe.
You'd have to believe, brother.
You would have to believe.
So you're taking
them? Yeah.
Okay. Tampa is in New York. Tyler Alexander goes against old Clarky Schmidt, who, you know, I think we made fun of early in the year last year, and then he decided, you know, he's gonna have an average nice little year last year.
Yeah, no, he's not terrible. He's got like a pretty sweet little cutter, nice slider. He's
well, I'm taking not full game. Pitcher. I'm taking a full game money line.
All right.
I'm already on it, brother.
All right.
Okay. All right. Oakland against Cleveland. Joe Boyle goes against Tristan McKenzie. I'm out.
Let's find it, Tristan. Put me out for the guards.
Okay.
Hottest team in baseball right now.
They are, but I'm tempted yet again on the plus 1.5 these A's.
A's are playing good ball right now.
McKenzie's tough to trust.
The Rockies the other day, who I took plus 1.5 first five, they did not cover first five, but I think they actually won the game or they lost by one at the end.
You know what the best part about the D-backs Giants game last night?
What was that?
Besides Logan Webb dealing 18 straight. Duh. I mean, him at home, just different animal. So the game didn't start till 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs game got canceled. There was nothing
correct
before. So we watched the Fox MLB pregame.
Yeah.
D-Train. Is it Kevin Burkhardt?
I'm not sure. I haven't watched.
I would imagine.
I was surprised. I was surprised on a Thursday night there was a Fox MLB pregame. So the best part about...
There's other shows you can watch on TV.
Can't do it. Sports, baby. The best part about the pregame was it was a game between the D-backs and the Giants.
They didn't talk about them at all.
And all we talked about is how great the fucking Dodgers are when they're not fucking that great.
Well, D-backs, Giants don't move the needle.
They do.
That's a fact.
Giants are a staple of Major League Baseball.
Wait a minute here, folks.
What's up, brother?
I'm sorry to interrupt our baseball talk, but Embiid is actually questionable.
Yeah, they just, that's it.
He's going.
It's been questionable. Like
he's going.
But I think that's the movement. And they're up to 154 on the first game money.
He's got one. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe but not. Maybe. Questionable.
Heaney goes against Chris Sale.
Ooh. You count me out on this one.
Bro. Oh, you don't want to take your guy?
Me too. Who?
Sale? You're not my guy no more.
Okay. Baltimore's in KC. Dean Kramer goes against Alec Marsh. Stay away.
Krem?
Oh, you taking Krem?
Yeah, give me the Orioles.
You're taking the Krem de la Krem?
Come on, Orioles, bro.
So they played Marsh and made him look like a fucking Cy Young candidate not so long ago. Yeah, not
second time through, brother.
Yeah, I think that they will have a better eye this time. But what I'm really eyeing here, I don't bet totals, but this thing's probably going to sneak over.
Okay. Jack Flaherty goes against Joe Ryan. I was looking to take JoJo, but I didn't.
Oh, God.
What's wrong, brother?
Minus 125, win the series.
Win the series, you take him?
Absolutely. You guys on hockey right now or basketball?
We did both of them, so whatever you would like to talk about, the floor is yours.
I mean, it's just a big weekend, man.
Yeah, it is.
Celtics on Sunday, Bruins on Saturday. This is where it becomes
true. We didn't bet the Celtics series because... the odds are
asinine.
Yep.
Stars Vegas don't go to Monday.
The only bet for the Celtics is to win the final.
Win in four?
Like, oh, yeah, in this series, yeah. Like, what are the odds on that?
To win in four? It's a good question.
I assume it's like plus 100.
It probably is.
Like, that's why the Celtics are so annoying to bet now because they're such heavy favorites. I just saw they have a 43% chance.
It's like UConn, though.
Yeah, I know.
You just got to lay it.
Honestly. Yeah, no. Sometimes you got to trust it. Like I agree. Chef. I completely like agree.
Honestly, right now I'm looking and I don't even see odds for that series.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be out because they don't know.
They're minus 220 to win the East.
Yeah, they're minus 220 to win the East. Like that's not right.
That's absurd.
That's not right. And I guess like when you look at it as a whole, like, yeah, the Knicks are the 2 seed. One of their best players is out. And then the 3 seed is the Bucks. People think the Pacers. What are the odds on that series?
Pacers are minus 130.
Bucks,
yeah,
Bucks boom. Plus 105.
Yeah, see, like it's.
Absurd. I kind of like Pacers and 6 plus 370.
Ooh,
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
We're gonna get Knicks Pacers.
What are your thoughts on Clippers, Matt?
I think the Clippers. I think if a team that's not the Nuggets is going to the title, I got the Clippers.
I said the same thing.
I think I'm gonna bet. That's my bet for the NBA. is I'm going to take just Clippers Celtics final matchup.
Like it.
That's what I'm going to do. And then in hockey, hockey's just too, it's too
you can't
impossible.
Do it.
It's too impossible to do.
Especially this year.
Like, if anything, can you just parlay?
Yeah.
Like, can I parlay Vegas in Dallas to go seven, Bruins, Maple Leafs to go seven, and maybe Florida, Tampa to go seven?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, like, that's what I would
do. I did. You can parlay, like, the series winners.
Yeah, like, that's what I would
do. Yeah, like, I got a parlay with
seven games.
I got a parlay with Hurricanes, Oilers, Coovers, Lanch, Bruins, Rangers, Stars, 50 to pay.
Who else? 50,
boom.
50 who else besides on. Fucking Stars Knights? Did you want to go seven?
Bruins, Maple Leafs, and
Panthers, Lightning.
Yeah. I guess you could probably throw in Edmonton, LA.
I think Oilers are going to go this year.
Oh, yeah. You could parlay all those.
Yeah. So that's what I would do. But B's to the cup, obviously.
Naturally. No pressure.
I loved how Biz, that fucking idiot.
He's been
a fucking idiot. His dark horse is the Stanley Cup favorite.
Yeah, that was.
What are we talking about, man?
Who was his dark horse?
The Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Like, what are we talking about?
But like, I feel like, well, maybe not in the hockey world, but if you are a casual fan,
yeah, no one's really.
Talking nobody about knows about the Hurricanes and Stars.
Yeah, that is true.
Nobody knows about the Hurricanes and Stars.
Small market. That's why they'll never be. That's why no one will remember that name.
Stars, Knights, Bruins, Leafs. Panthers, Lightning, all to go seven. Parlayed is plus 2,500.
Yeah, boom.
You think Lightning will take them seven?
I think so. I mean, PK comes on and blows them for 2 months.
PK slew on.
Yeah, but the Panthers haven't been super dominant as of late.
Yeah, they've kind of fallen off a little. Tampa, I mean.
Kucherov's playing unbelievable.
Kuch, Vazzy.
It's just who it's hockey playoffs is whose fucking goalie gets hot, man. We've seen it a million fucking times.
Best.
So like Capitals goalie could stand on his head.
Yeah.
We don't fucking know.
Brayden Holtby.
That'd be a real shame.
Jordan Binnington.
What?
Fucker. When they first started, it was, of course, against the fucking Bruins.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
All right, dude.
It's going to be a great weekend.
All right, brother.
Yeah. Good luck.
For NBA bets, just throughout the weekend, I obviously like Brunson 40, all those.
We got any first bucket for tonight?
We're going to do a first bucket tonight.
Right.
Probably DeMar DeRozan.
And Kobe White.
Yeah, or Kobe. Do those.
Yeah, two. What do you think about the Bulls Heat matchups?
I think it's Bulls Celtics.
Huh?
I just think the Heat are dead.
What about you don't want
Kings Pels, brother?
No, I don't give a fuck about either of those teams. Kings Pels. I'm gonna take the Kings.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram like didn't play.
I know.
But bet on the bench players to score 10 or 15 points. Remember, it's always the teams that go. They get that fucking no name Caleb Martin scoring 20.
They always play at home.
They always play better at home.
Deuce McBride.
Hammer down, boys.
Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Hammer down, brother.
Hammer down, brother.
Hammer down, boys. Hammer
down. Hey. Mate, will you cut to the cord out there? Connor? Go ahead. Huck it. Which side? That side. Oh.
One more. Come on.
It's a good try, brother.
He's out.
No, he just made a sweet layup. Back to baseball.
Go on.
Where were we? Jack Flaherty, Joe Ryan, Detroit and Minnesota. Anything there?
Ah, Twins for sure. I'm off the
Flaherty.
Flaherty has done me wrong twice in a row, so I'm going to go to JoJo.
Milwaukee at St. Louis. Freddie Peralta goes against Kyle Gibson. Who am I on? Gump.
Put me down for the Brewers as well, brother.
I am on the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going full game on this one.
I feel like for some reason Peralta always has trouble with the cards.
He does.
Does he not?
Freddie has trouble.
When I woke up this morning, I was like, I feel like I've taken this bet a million times before.
Yeah, but he's looked so good this year that like does last year's Cardinals struggles matter?
Anything?
I don't know.
Anything with Emerson Hancock and Dakota Hudson, Seattle and Colorado?
No.
I'm actually on the Rocky
Cup. Ooh.
Plus 1.5 full game.
I'll take first five all plus
right.
a half.
All right.
Hancock got knocked around in his
first start. Yeah, Herbie did,
Bobby Miller's spinning it for the M's, though.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
Yoriel Rodriguez goes for Toronto against Matt Waldron of San Diego. I'm going to take the Dads first five money line minus 114.
Blue Jays ain't built for the fucking West Coast roadie.
Okay. Nice.
I got Waldron on a no fly list, though. I've been eyes on once and I'm out. Yeah, the knuckle.
Did you not see it dancing last week?
Oh, I love
it. Dancing? Oh, it was fucking humming, dude.
Weather dependent.
Waldron is, he's found it. He's
okay.
Found
it, really. All right, good to know. I might get
eyes. If you can.
I might get eyes tonight.
anybody going to go Manea versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto?
No. Is he been good? Do we know?
He's got like a he's up and down.
All right.
Yeah, a little up and down. It is shades of Tanaka vibes where he gets like very angry at himself.
And then last game is Jordo Montgomery versus Blake Snell.
This is the
first start for Jordo, I believe.
This is the Scott Boras didn't get me paid bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to put my feet up.
Yeah.
I lean D-backs plus half just because Snell's been so bad.
I was on the D-backs last night.
Logan Webb. I mean, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, but the Giants bats might be waking.
Yeah. I like Wade at first base for them.
Mm-hmm. Biley?
No, Wade Jr.
Okay, tonight I have Reds first five money line, Yankees full game money line, Brewers full game money line, Rockies first five plus a half, and the San Diego Dads first five money line.
All first five, Sox plus a half, Phillies money line, Guards money line, Stros money line, Orioles money line, Twins money line, Brewers money line, Dads money line, Gumbo and Snell put my feet up.
Okay.
Yep.
Bruce?
Might get down on that one later. We'll see.
I got the Yankees and the Rockies plus 1.5. And then I also have the Astros. Short slate for me, not forcing my hand.
I feel like I'm not going to say this, but I always like the Friday slate on the diamond.
Yep, I'm more of a Monday, Tuesday.
Tuesday was the good day for me.
Dinger Tuesday is just ample. It's like
Friday and Saturday. Thanksgiving dinner. I fucking maybe it's the espresso martinis. Just get my brain flowing a little better. I don't know, but Friday Saturdays are the one for me.
Okay.
What's going on, Tony? Your brain explode?
Tony, like frozen.
What happened?
I don't know. I'm going to have to.
So I'm on the Rockies. They are under federal investigation.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to watch, but there's no audio to what I'm watching, so federal I don't know. Federal
investigation for what?
Oh, like, their hitting coach entered the cockpit of the team plane while it was in flight.
Okay, I'll take the Mariners money line.
I kind of like it, though.
Okay, so that's the only reason?
Oh, this is just scuttlebutt?
No, it's not scuttlebutt.
There's an actual video of it.
Is that illegal?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's all it is,
I'm was he just over. Boozed up?
No, I don't know. I'm not listening to it.
Rally the troops.
Yeah,
put it live.
My bad.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't know what they say, so I'm not going to put it live over live.
Should be fine. Just fucking guys on a plane.
What do you got, footy, this weekend?
Ooh, big slate. Real Madrid to win Champions League. Just put that one in now because that's just what's going to happen.
Just what they do.
Yeah, that's what happens. Leverkusen to win Europa. That's just what's going to happen. Hey, yeah.
Glad we know.
I mean, Leverkusen hasn't lost in 45 games, I think. But
and when does Champions League wrap up?
I'm not sure.
Memorial Sometime Day weekend.
In the sun, yeah.
Memorial Day weekend is always the championship.
We got plenty of time.
There is rumblings that Zizou might be
shut up
looking to coach again.
Shut up.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Champions Fenway Sports League. Group will offer him shillings to coach. So don't got to worry about that.
June 1st, which is probably Memorial Day.
Saturday, EPL. Brentford, draw no bet versus Luton.
Okay.
Burnley, draw no bet versus Sheffield.
I think come Burnley on, lads. Up the clarets.
Yes. La Liga, Real Betis, double chance versus Valencia.
Okay.
Bundesliga, Wolfsburg, money line versus Bochum.
Yeah.
Bayern, money line, minus 170 versus Union Berlin. As I just said, Leverkusen does not lose. Draw no bet. They're minus 120 versus Dortmund. Maybe game of the weekend hell there.
Yeah, brother.
Although they both just played in Champions League in Europa, so who knows? MLS, Inter Miami's priced out again, which is great. Atlanta, draw no bet versus Cincy. St. Louis, double chance versus KC. LAFC, money line versus New York. Columbus, money line versus Portland. Houston, money line versus Texas. And then Sunday, Freiburg, draw no bet versus Mainz. Monaco, draw no bet versus Stade Brest. Marseille, draw no bet versus Toulouse. Fiorentina money line, Atalanta money line, La Liga. I got Real Sociedad draw no bet versus Getafe, Villarreal money line at Almeria, Atletico Madrid money line at Alaves, Aston Villa money line at a decent price versus Bournemouth, West Ham double chance at Crystal Palace, and then the lone MLS match on Sunday. I got LA Galaxy moneyline versus San Jose. They've been playing very well this
year. Okay, sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. So, Real Madrid, actually, I should do this.
I don't.
Absolutely unload.
I just don't know how they lose. Like,
I do fancy Real.
They're just different always animal in Champions Real. League, dude. They're just so good.
Yep.
Although, I don't. I feel like with Bayern not winning the league, like, this is their one thing they could do and be like.
And it's Ari finishing his story.
Tuchel won the Champs League with Chelsea too. Like, he knows how to win in the Champs League. But the other two, I mean, I wouldn't be worrying about them.
PGA Tour, we have a four-way tie at the top.
Where's Scotty?
Scotty is T23 right now.
What's he on?
I can't believe he didn't just withdraw.
What do you mean? I know.
Like, just take a week off. You just won the freaking match. Man of the people,
brother.
The leaders are at 11. He's at 6, I believe. We got the Hogue, man.
Oh, put me down for Scheffler, plus 1,000. Morikawa in the lead?
Yeah.
Tied, yeah. Sepp Straka and the postman, JT Poston. Ludvig Åberg is minus 10, one shot off.
What's his odds, brother?
Plus 500.
Is he still the favorite?
No.
Morikawa, plus 450.
That makes sense.
Where'd you say Scotty was? You said way back.
Plus 1,000.
600.
Plus 1,000? Okay, I took him at 900 today.
Yeah, that's good business.
Like, being five shots off the lead and
it's good plus
1,000 is hilarious.
It's good business.
Tomorrow's moving day, though, so.
Yeah. How's there two tournaments going on and fucking Stu Sink ain't any of them?
Is he on the Chomps?
He could be on the Champions.
He floats around, that fella, right? It's hard to... I got notifications on for him, so I know what he's up to.
Score.
It's hard to... He's playing in PGA.
I'm not seeing Sink on...
He is minus 2 right now. That was April 4th.
Yeah, I think
Oh, no.
He might be off. He's probably taking a break.
Taking the day.
He might be taking a break.
Taking the weekend.
Yeah.
Ooh, William Nylander possible for game one for the Maple Buds. That's huge, brother.
Otter, anything to send us out of here on?
Send us out of here. Maybe as good as yesterday, brother.
Yesterday was really teed up. This one's not as teed up, but I think it's good.
Okay.
Tony, I got something for you.
Sure.
Well, Tony, talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence wins championships. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan.
Wow. That was good.
Love it.
Well said.
It's kicking us into the championship season of the winter sports.
I was talking to Mitt this morning on the ride in. I've been driving Mitt in this week. It's been a good time.
Okay.
This is maybe the best time for sports betting of the year.
It's good, but
far as like always being live.
Oh yeah.
Like you got action from fucking dusk till dawn.
Yeah.
I know it's not fucking NFL Sunday. I know it's not football season. I know it's not college football. But as far as,
other than football.
Being fucking live.
We're live, brother.
There's a lot of options.
I'm with you.
So enjoy it.
Hey, Bruce.
Yes, my liege.
Have you started handicapping yet?
The Derby.
Yeah.
When is it? First weekend of May.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Very soon.
Our that's why
I
asked. Guy.
I was gonna say you knew the answer to that.
Yeah, I did. I got eyes on one of them. Might have been the Florida Derby. There was a commanding winner there with a pretty cool name.
Pony still going?
Max Player's retired. He's studding, fucking his little heart out.
Really? Hey.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to put it in your brain. Okay.
I appreciate that, Tony.
We appreciate you, Bruce.
He's studding.
And everyone, bring their draft.
Should we do another daily racing form?
Yes.
That never went well.
What do you mean?
The live betting on the horse races.
That
maybe
didn't go well.
Maybe one of my greatest.
Well, let's think about it. Let's take the weekend and think about it.
Maybe the greatest moment.
Should we go?
To where? Zadib?
The Dib.
Never been.
I think I have something that weekend.
Fuck off, Tom.
No, I'm saying, I thought, and by that I meant we.
Oh, you actually do?
No.
Oh. 25th. You want me? Should we release another name from TSD?
Yeah, I thought we were doing.
Oh yeah, wait, what happened to that?
All right, good luck,
Governor
Hammer.
Ah!